This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. The United States on Thursday imposed sanctions on a Cuban security minister and an Interior Ministry Special Forces unit for alleged human rights abuses in a crackdown on anti-government protests earlier this month. Reuters' Jonah Green reports.
Thousands of Cubans staged protests a week ago to demonstrate against an economic crisis that has brought shortages of basic goods and power outages. Hundreds of activists were detained. The U.S. Treasury Department said that the sanctions had been placed on the Minister of the Revolutionary Armed Guards and on an Interior Ministry security unit Washington blames for the crackdown. The Cuban government has blamed the protests mostly on what it calls U.S.-financed, quote, counter-revolutionaries exploiting economic hardships. U.S. officials have acknowledged that the targeted sanctions may not have much impact. Cubans rarely have U.S. financial dealings and seldom travel to the United States, limiting the practical impact of such measures.
That's Reuters' Jonah Green. The U.S. House of Representatives has voted overwhelmingly to allow in thousands more of the Afghans who worked alongside Americans in the Afghanistan war. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The yeas are 407. And the nays are 16.
The vote was overwhelming, but Republican Congressman Tom McClintock was unhappy with the measure.
I will support this bill as the least bad option.
He said it would set up a hasty and inadequate screening process. But with the U.S. withdrawal in its final weeks, the bill's sponsor, Democrat Jason Crow, said haste was essential.
The threat to our Afghan partners, who served alongside American men and women, is increasing drastically every single day.
The measure adds 8,000 more visas to the 26,500 already allocated.